effort will be well worth it. And I could not agree more. And after today's conversation with William Pepper and with you, Ken Burrows, I think the effort is certainly well worth it. And it's an honor to be here with you. It was an honor to have on Bill Pepper. And certainly we will forge ahead at Project Censored because we do think that the effort is well worth it. So, Ken, thanks so much for being here today, helping co-host and also sharing your thoughts about what you do.
My pleasure. And just to acknowledge, the end of all of our struggles together and our work toward a greater future is what Martin Luther King called the beloved community, that we actually can show up and be in a celebration and connection with and for each other. And I hope that's where we're all going.
Supporting human conditions, not free market propaganda and corrupt politicians, because they own by special interest groups that fund their campaign.
The Project Censored show airs on about 40 stations around the United States, from Maui to New York. To learn more about it, you can go to www.projectcensored.org and click on our radio page. You can follow and like us on Facebook. We'll see you next time.
And that wraps up the Project Censored show. Coming up next, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, stay tuned for Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock, we got the Dirt Bag. Today, it's all about veggies and what this year's dismal veggie-growing weather means for the year ahead. And once again, thanks to KBOO members for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking where it says donate. And we thank you for taking care of that. Stay tuned for one announcement and then Air Cascadia.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the screening of Food Chains, The Revolution in America's Fields, taking place Friday, April 14th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Food Chains is a documentary film about the group of Florida farm workers and their Fair Food Program, who partner with growers and retailers to improve working conditions for farm laborers in the United States. Screening will be followed by a panel discussion with Licia Anderson of the Western Farm Workers Association and Ramon Ramirez of PECUN. Again, the screening of Food Chains, The Revolution in America's Fields is taking place Friday, April 14th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, 1121 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, April 12th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio. At 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Well, it seems we have bred our own Kim Jong-il. We seem to have a West Korean leader, at this point, unpredictable. I was listening to a radio station yesterday, and there was I put the radio on in midstream, as it were, and so I didn't. They had named the individual, the world leader, that they were speaking about and describing. And I thought, they're talking about Kim Jong-il. They're talking about North Korea and what it's that nation's next move might likely be. And they thought they were talking about Trump, but it turns out that they were talking about Trump. It's just like you, sometimes if you don't hear the individual identified in the course of the description, it's difficult to tell who they're describing. And that it was enough to first off, I turned the radio off immediately, and then thought more about it. There's a lot more about this story than has been reported. There's about the only way that you are going to get any notion at all what is actually going on is to go to sources above, beyond, and below, and sideways from what we call mainstream media now. Though mainstream media itself has shifted, it's as though when the poles of the earth reverse, we're all a little bit off balance, and there hasn't lately been talk about the so-called fake news, but that doesn't mean that the term will not be invoked very likely sooner rather than later for the Trump administration to attempt to explain itself. This move that he's made is, you have to imagine what the their war room looks like, and Trump having no notion whatsoever of the rules of the game that he's got himself into. That said, we're going to be speaking shortly with Stephen Zunis, and we are going to keep the conversation on Syria going the rest of the week, because it is, sorry to say, but it really does affect us. It is going to hit home. There's never been any shooting war, any hot war on American shores to date, but that doesn't mean it's not. It might not be closer than the horizon. Maybe it's on the beach by this time. First, a little weather before we get things rolling. Stephen is patiently waiting for us, and we will be speaking shortly. Stephen Zunis is a professor of politics and international studies at the University of San Francisco. He's there. He is a coordinator of the program in Middle Eastern studies, and he is recognized as one of the country's leading scholars of U.S. Middle East policy and of strategic nonviolent action. Professor Zunis serves as a senior policy analyst for foreign policy in Focus, a project of the Institute for Policy Studies, and is an associate editor of Peace Review and a contributing editor of Tikkun. And you know, he's, aside from that, you know he's smart because he's got a sense of humor. Let's roll a little weather out just to get that out of the way. Today, rain, and probably it'll clear. That will wind up around 2-ish, then showers, and a possibility of a good banger of a thunderstorm, which we do indeed would be welcome. The highs around 57, south winds 8 to 13, and that could gust a little bit higher, up around 18 to 20. For tonight, showers, and again, possibility of a thunderstorm. And let's see what else we got in the way of wind. South wind 6 to 9, And for tomorrow, Thursday, more showers in the offing and a high around 55. Winds still with us, 9 to 13, gusting up to 20-ish. And tomorrow night will be another wet one, lows around 43 and gusty. That said, here in Cascadia, we are, again, we are, as always, attempting to get the dams off of the rivers the last fall. The fish are, as always, in crisis. It looks like they will be in crisis until there's no more fish. This is a very real possibility. That is one of Cascadia's major problems, that we trust the grown-ups are looking after, that we trust that someone is looking after the fish, and we don't want to think about what Cascadia would be like without species that characterize who we are, where we are, and what our landscape, what our habitat looks like. That said, and of course it's going to be a typical season, you know, shooting sea lions and so forth. That said, our national news is again in riddled with Russians. Carter Page, the recently revealed, as though this were a huge surprise, as having rather deep dealings with Russia, more so than we thought previously. And one just has to wonder what's really going on behind the scenes. So because one has to wonder that, one has to speak with Stephen Souness. Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for being with us today. Thanks for your patience.
Good to be with you.
Well, this Trump's surprise, how much of a surprise was Trump's decision to go ahead and play bad boy and launch those missiles?
I was a bit surprised, you know, given that just literally a few days earlier, at his behest, a number of top officials in the administration underscored that that in fact, despite everything, the United States saw Assad as a force of stability, that he was going to remain in power, and you know, the primary concern was ISIS, keeping him in charge was the best way to defeat them. And, you know, sometimes some people have speculated that the fact that the following day, just the following day, the Syrian government apparently used chemical weapons in the bombing of the town of Khan Sheikh Mus, you know, was a result of that kind of a confidence they had. And so for him to come down so hard does, in response, does kind of a surprise, was something of a surprise. But I think he was basically trying to say, unlike Obama, I can be tough. I will respond militarily. Obama, being a constitutional lawyer, realized he had to go to Congress for authorization before bombing forces of a foreign government like that, and he was blocked from doing so in part by the anti-war left, but also by the Republican majority in Congress, who didn't want to give him that authorization. In fact, Trump himself was outspoken in opposing bombing Syria, and said it would be a big mistake if Obama went ahead and bombed anyway, without congressional approval. So again, another example of Trump's hypocrisy. I think a lot of it had to do with trying to distance himself from this idea that he's a puppet of Russia, due to all the allegations about them supporting his election. So in hindsight, I guess make a perverse sense. Though initially, I was somewhat surprised.
Well, one final question. Just got a couple of minutes left, alarm, shouldn't it, everyone? Since ostensibly, he saw babies on television, as always, where Trump tends to get his foreign policy decision-making tools. So a baby in television, big guess for Sarah. Is this going to be, I mean, going forward? This is, oh, no. You see something on television that upsets him, and it comes boom.
I seriously doubt this is a motivation. He's a person who's denying babies, children, anybody, refugees from Syria, from entering the United States. He's a guy who's proposing to eliminate virtually all U.S. support for refugee assistance around the world, including those of Syrians. Since he came to office, over 1,000 Syrians and Iraqis have died from U.S. bombing, supposedly against terrorists. Indeed, we've been bombing Syria for years. What makes this difference is the first time we've gone after the government directly. But let's not pretend for a moment that he cares about babies or anything like that. I mean, he's trying to just portray himself as sort of some humanitarian who cares about human life, and as an excuse for U.S. imperialism and intervention. And the Syrian regime has been doing horrible things for years. The United States and Israel and Saudi Arabia and other countries have been killing babies, in that part of the world for a long time as well. So I really don't. Though yes, chemical weapons are particularly terrible, and yes, I do believe that the Syrian regime was responsible for that. But let's not think for a minute that the U.S. response has anything to do with any kind of humanitarian impulse.
Thank you so much, Stephen. We're out of time. I'm so glad that you could join us again today. We want to check in with you and talk more about Syria and more about what's really going on later in the week and on into the following week as this continues to play out. Thanks so much for that. This has been, of course, a Cascadia for Wednesday, April 12th, 2017. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.